I'm calling and calling and calling. This nigga got me sitting in a fucking crib. I can't believe this shit, man. Like a piece of fucking furniture. Never again. Came across a nigga online, the one in my time. Thought it was different, but it was just the same pickup line. He said before, just a score. Trying to get my lingerie to hit the floor. Buffed up and rough, he had my trust. Until his story got old, it started to collect dust. The tea starts spilling. Only 2 weeks in, they gotta replace him like a feeling. God is my witness. He texted me good morning, but also forwarded this to 6 other bitches. Yo, bullshit, I can't believe it. Dishing it out to me, so get ready to receive it. It's not a one-way street. We argue over little shit like a leak or a tweet. It start off sweet until you feel like you weak. Niggas always think they smarter than Akilah and a B, but they not, they really not. My position ain't to be in competition for the number one spot. Currently in shock while I'm watching the clock. Feeling like furniture in the house of a thought. Supposed to be my spouse. Should never have to ask you to take me out. Are you embarrassed? Cause I got stretch marks, but I thought love sparks deeper than appearance. I wanna hit your ass with my knuckles. We a couple, but you got a couple. Blacks and Jamaicans, Asians and Caucasians. You dress like it's a special occasion. I wanna go, but the car seat is taken. That meeting seems like a vacation. I'm your bitch, but I'm sitting in the basement. Apparently you're busy, it's driving me dizzy. Turn your back on me, then you turn to her. You don't take me out, you just leave me in the house. Sitting there like a piece of furniture. Furniture. Apparently you're busy, it's driving me dizzy. Turn your back on me, then you turn to her. You don't take me out, you just leave me in the house. Sitting there like a piece of furniture. Furniture.